here we go. Let's hear what they say. Power go. We're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hi, friends. We're here just days away from a really exciting event in 90 Day Fiancé land. We're having our live show Saturday night that we do once a month. And Paul,
our new best friend, America's sweetheart.
America's sweetheart. People are getting pissed. He's joining us. So if you guys want to hop in, we'd love to have you.
You can directly ask him questions.
/Escape Reality Podcast.
See some TikToking in the background.
Yeah, who knows? Last time, as you guys know, who are on our Patreon, saw the video. He was walking around like a psychopath in this like crowded apartment. So I have a feeling it's going to be more of that same energy. So get ready.
Please, people come that know current Paul situations. I don't know if anybody cares, but I guess he sold the paternity test, his paternity test. He did it live on OnlyFans. People are going nuts because that's crazy or something. I don't know.
Listen, this is kind of weird shit we get into on our Patreon lives. Guys, it's always an event. Those of you who joined,
always. It never is not nuts.
No, it's never. Yeah, exactly. It's wild. So you got to come. We've talked to so many people over the years. Tracy, our good friend from Love After Lockup, Justine's little mentee.
My sponsee.
Yeah, sponsee.
And the sponsor is not doing that good.
No, she's not.
She's probably
great.
Doing better than me. She's got someone in her social media. She's really living life.
Yeah, she was supposed to join us last month and then responded today like, hey guys, I'll be there Friday. So she may come in too. Who even knows? It's you never know. So join us, guys. It's fun.
Because it's Saturday, but she's at Friday. I know. She's probably at the casino. I'd like to know if she's gotten the Rona. Because if she hasn't, and she's out grabbing
right?
slot machines. She just didn't know it if she hasn't, right?
Yeah, she probably just thought it was a bad hangover, you know?
Or those people that just don't feel a thing.
Right.
Like there was a girl that was on at TikTok or something. She went through the Starbucks line. She took a drink of her Starbucks and she's like, oh my God, I can't taste this. She's like, do you think I have? And then you can see her face go. Somehow it was taped. It sounds like it could have had to have been staged, but she was doing something else. She was taping this special drink. And at that moment, she knew she couldn't taste shit. And she's like, fuck.
Just probably gave it to the entire Starbucks.
Can you imagine? I know. God.
Can't deal with it. All right. So make sure you check it out, guys. Saturday night, 5:30, 8:30 Eastern.
We're going live. I try to just put hand sanitizer on my hands and like rub whatever I'm touching, my coffee cup or some like the lid.
I will sanitize my hand. I've given up on
I like to live in blind faith that I like to go through a drive-thru. I had to go inside McDonald's.
Yeah.
And there's something to seeing the operation.
Oh yeah. I don't like seeing inside of a McDonald's.
Oh, we just had Arby's just now and I could just throw it up. It was disgusting. It was a horrible batch. It was not the Baltimore Airport Arby's. It was poor little Vernon's first time having Arby's. I haven't had it in over since March 13th, the dreaded day coming our year, everyone's year anniversary. Yep. It's like everyone's life anniversary together of misery. And life seems like it is coming back though.
A little bit, yeah.
You can kind of see with the vaccine, I think people will be traveling more airline. I think there is some hope.
We're on the up and up. All right,
not for Tiger Woods.
I saw
that. Had to use the jaws of life to get him out of that car. Tiger Woods got in a car accident and there's no updates. My dad says he's not a huge fan of Tiger Woods, but he knows that he's having leg surgery right now. And I'm like, look who's the fan.
I love it. All right, let's start with Brandon and Julia. Brandon and Julia.
He does look like the dad now.
I see it. Yeah. What idiots. I don't understand telling people that potentially maybe you might be pregnant in the 21st century when you can drive your ass to a store and just
showed a real sickness in his end.
You know what? Sick as fuck, because I feel like he was getting joy out of that moment. And then when he lied to them about the fake, like saying like, oh, maybe she is pregnant. And they like knew he's full of shit. Like he is a sketchball to me.
he gets weirder and weirder. At first, I thought maybe he was just, it's almost like the dad looked at him like he was from space. Like, who that? He's like, I wouldn't even do that. Why the hell would you not? No, I love that.
I don't understand. He also tried to like blame it on her.
He seemed
like
panicked. That
yeah.
He
was- and just to be like, oh, well, you know, she doesn't want to take anything. It's like, put on a goddamn condom then. Like it's, I just, it I is. Don't understand. It's so
you will get pregnant. And so what is the case? You're just late.
I mean,
your app. I want to see if it was real. What was it?
It wasn't even a missed period. She said she like,
she just felt sick.
Or something. Right. It's like, what?
Maybe she's sick of you people.
I don't know. I just
the
I
pull out method. So yeah, stupid. It's so dumb. It was fascinating with the what if this baby was alive,
right?
Or what created? If... these people act like it's the worst thing on the entire planet, and then the kid's gonna watch a thing.
It is,
but it's funny that it is. But once the baby's here, everybody's always it always works out. But it's just funny. This kid will
you
watch
know,
the show someday.
Does
and,
it?
And
I would not say it always
you know,
works out.
Yeah, no, it's not the best thing. It's not. But I mean, grandma's like, and I can understand.
No,
they handled it pretty well.
Yeah, I loved how when they walked away, they were like, whoa.
Like, no, no, no.
Oh, my
freaking
gosh.
Out. Do you see Brandon and Julia staying together? I don't, right? They do seem in love, but
I kind of feel like they will stay together.
He seems sick now.
Oh, I mean, he is. I don't know. It depends on how long they stay at the farm.
How can he detach?
Right.
He says he has no money. I had no money. I don't have any money now, but somehow I'm living on my own.
Right.
You never have enough money.
No.
Kick your kid out.
100%.
Go work at Burger King.
He's doing some kind of manual labor job by his outfit. I don't know what. Or like a service.
Yeah, and
job.
He like, it was funny when he came home. He was like, I really missed you today. I don't know if I've ever said that to Tyler. I almost say that to my dog, maybe.
Imagine missing.
Or children. But
COVID. I meant to say this a couple weeks ago. I find it hilarious how they have their names written on their doors. Like they're like siblings and like five. Like she's Julia and like a chalkboard on her door.
Like it's a campground clubhouse for the workers.
Right? Oh, man. I'm just glad she's not pregnant.
Oh, yeah, me too. I didn't want to see that.
No.
And I knew they weren't because you see their Instagram now. There's
right.
no baby. We knew.
Right.
We would know.
Right, right. Good point.
And the Jovi thing, that is depressing too, but I think she's just going to bounce, right?
Maybe.
Maybe they'll stay together. They like to fight each other.
I think that's their, you know, there's some couples that are like that. That just want to fight, you know? That's like their love language is getting pissed off at each other and then be like, it's fine.
Bitch. Fuck you. While they're dancing at their engagement party while she's pregnant with her child.
Oh, guys, go to follow us on Twitter. I feel that our Twitter is really escalating. We're having
it
a great
is.
Time.
It is.
Escape
really
2
is.
Pod. Justine had some killer tweets. One was comparing Jovi and Yara to Trump and Melania, like where she wouldn't hold his hand. So funny. There's so many of those videos, too, where she like won't touch them. You notice someone responded
Countless.
And was like at the wedding and it was like another one where he wouldn't. Oh,
and she does.
All right, friends. Before we get into the next couple, we got to tell you about Gemist, a hair care line that is amazing that we love. You take an individualized hair quiz and an algorithm matches you with your own formula.
And did we mention that Gemist also smells amazing? It's a really clean scent. It arrives quick to your door. And I love the way it makes my hair look. My husband tells me every time, you look amazing, baby.
Yeah, I love it. If you are ready to have the best hair of your life, try Gemist. Right now, our listeners can give Gemist a try and get 15% off your subscription order with the code ESCAPE15. So you visit Gemist.com to get your personalized recommendation and enter ESCAPE15 in checkout for 15% off and free 2-day shipping. That is Gemist.com, GEMMIST.com, and enter ESCAPE15 at checkout to get the best hair of your life. Report back.
Seriously,
we
is
love this product. Love, love, love.
Life changing.
Jovi and Yara. And I just love that look he has in his eyes when you're like drunk and somebody you're trying to act like you're not drunk. You know, that fake
all
like,
the
I'm
time
fucked up. That's him. And that's him.
Always has a beer in his hand, walking up the stairs with the beer. He can barely walk up the stairs.
Yeah, I just think that's like the New Orleans culture is a drinking culture, 100%. Like, I don't actually know any New Orleans locals, but I would imagine if you're from
and if
Louisiana,
you have a tendency to drink, want to drink, it's not the greatest
that's
place.
A beautiful place for you,
right?
Right? Yeah.
I know. We're gonna meet up there.
Oh yeah.
Because there's a direct flight from here.
I thought it was sweet that the mom was very excited about the
seemed baby. Genuine. I was surprised.
Yeah, the dad was more like, what the fuck?
The dad seems like he hasn't seen Jovi in 10 years.
Right.
He was banging like his mom's friends in the high school parking lot, waiting for them to be picked up, smoking cigarettes, throwing the butt out on the parking lot. He's trash.
Yeah.
I do not like his eyes, his energy, the way that he is rude to Yara.
Yeah, he is kind of rude. I think that's just they're like simple people, you know.
Are they together? They seem like they're a divorced couple.
No, I think they're together.
But then they embraced.
Right.
But they haven't been intimate in over 20 years. Or sometimes she throws him a bone when she's had too many Chardonnays.
I haven't thought about that for a second. But it's been on my mind.
Jovi's mom might look more like Jovi now that I'm watching, but that mouth.
No, the mouth is
not the dad. See, there's some dark secrets. Don't get one of those DNA kits over for Christmas.
Not everyone looks like a spinning image of their parents, like
right. But that mouth is like that. Your kid, you know, your kids look. Your kid looks exactly like you guys. Your that mouth is a genetic something.
Maybe.
You know.
I thought he was such a douche at the end to her. Just like, I get that this is their vibe.
It's disgusting.
But when he's like, welcome to pregnancy, guys. It's like, you're a fucking douche.
Oh, she's in
trouble. She had a point, which is like, you pretty much abandoned me and you're wasted. And I'm pregnant and should be taken care of 100%.
No,
I thought it was a bad look.
I did feel bad for her right there. And it's not going to be fun. She's going to be staying home many a night while Jovi's getting shit face.
Did you notice how tight his pants were when he walked away?
I didn't.
You missed it.
I looked at his ass and thought, damn that ass. I thought he was kind of handsome walking around. I kind of liked the, when a man is dressed up, I don't mind a tight pant.
There's a line. And I feel
okay. I'll have to check it out. Was the ankle really tight or like what's tight?
Just like the whole
thigh,
the ass, thighs, like
okay,
it was in the front. You could see like his smashed dick,
his
was
penis.
Like how I felt was the look.
I know what you mean. It gets
there
a little
too tight of a pant, where it's like a woman in too tight of a like skinny
camel toe. Yeah, it's disgusting.
Where you're seeing like the rolls on the back of the leg. Like no one wants to see that, right? That was the energy I got.
Yeah. Well, he probably fluctuates in weight with all that beer he drinks.
Probably. That's a good point.
I think I give them less than a year. I think he has a real drinking problem, and it you can't be in a relationship with that and have kids. It'll be a nightmare.
A lot of people spend many years
when she's fighting. She's a fighter.
She is a fighter.
Seems like eventually she'll get on that plane and bounce.
Hopefully, we'll see. First, a baby.
God,
ridiculous.
Why Yara seems so smart? I wonder why.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I mean, I got pregnant accidentally, but I did know what I was doing. I don't know.
All right, let's talk my personal favorite. I think TLC, just what a gem they found with Stephanie. I think she's pure television gold and comedy. God. Hilarious.
She's sick. I find her to be a really bad person.
Well, see this. Oh, she is. This is the thing I think that is amazing to me is that if he really did what he did, which not like taking off
doesn't
a condom,
sound like he did. They never used condoms before. And
right. Sketchy as fuck to trick someone like that. Like that is a violation 100%. But the
hard
fact
to believe her.
That gets 100% lost in the noise because she's so psychotic. It's like it doesn't even matter if
he's
did
the boy who cried wolf. You know,
right. Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
Like he could do anything. I wouldn't believe her.
When she was like, I'm very forgiving, but if you lie, fuck off and die. It's like, what?
Okay. She's really, really one of the most unstable people we've probably ever seen on TV. I can't think of.
She's pretty nuts.
She's up there with Love After Lockupers.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, when she was immediately when he left, see, this is how you know she's a bad person. Like your tweet, which I thought was phenomenal. Justine said, Stephanie looking for her grandmother's sick, ring. Right? And it's the people in, where were they? Like New York, standing on their lawn with guns. Yeah, like she automatically is like, if he stole that ring. And when she calls him and is like, you know, I'm glad you didn't steal that. He's like, you know, it's just like that's what you think of him, right?
He doesn't want your stupid ring.
He's a taker. He's one of them. He's, you know, she's all of that. I think she's probably a racist fuck.
Oh, is she probably?
100%.
It seemed very bizarre. And she goes, oh, he didn't have much time to grab. It didn't seem like he had anything. Maybe a sweatshirt in his hand. I mean, he didn't have anything.
Yeah, she's like digging through everything. Like
he's probably trying to get the hell out of there before she gets him. I mean, at least they're in Belize, but she will get him arrested if he comes to the States. She's troubled.
Oh, no. He can't go there. Absolutely not. I hope that he's walking away.
Harris might.
Harris would. See, this is how you know she's like grade A crazy. She talks to the psychic. The psychic's like, listen, I have a really good feeling about him. Yes. But I mean, he's better. She said if there were two people, the last two men left on Earth, I'd pick Harris. And she's like, psychic feels really good about the odds with Harris. Like, what?
Things look really good with Harris. So I'm just going to.
Oh.
And she's saying to him, I really need to see your face. I really need to see you. I love weird. How she says you're a Pisces. You feel things. All these psychotic Pisces I see. There can't be a whole entire group of people born that are this psychotic as the girl on Below Deck, me and Stephanie. It's not looking good.
Oh, that's funny.
And then how can you a week before be so logical? It is bizarre.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make, it's not truthful. I mean, right. Can't be.
No, it's all just so
ridiculous.
And this
woman, she's like, what happened, Stephanie? Can you imagine? I bet she texted her all this dramatic stuff.
If my psychic doesn't know what happened, is she a good psychic? Shouldn't she fucking know what happened?
I'd be like, shouldn't she tell me what's going to happen?
Yeah, you tell me what the fuck happened. How about that? Dumbass.
So I guess, all right, so I'll give her the benefit of the doubt that he did say he was going to wear a condom in 10 months. It does make sense, but also you're in a relationship, so you're just okay if he screwed someone else. Like, we don't even want to know who.
I mean, also, I understand you don't want to get an STD, but then you should have told him, let's get tested or whatever, and dealt with it like adults.
Free ball. Yeah.
Rather than all of a sudden being like, oh, it feels dry down there.
Have you noticed on...
It's commercials, that's a dirty move to do though.
There's a commercial for some birth control now that a woman puts it up or like right before sex, it seemed. It's some new thing, but they call it if it's something and this doesn't protect STIs, ST infections. So they changed the name now. Youth is learning it as a ST infection, a sexually transmitted infection, which I think sounds a lot lighter than a disease. Keep it at a fucking disease so you'd be a little more worried about it. An infection seems like, oh, you just send me a script and
And
antibiotics and it's cleaned up.
Right.
I don't know. I just triggered me.
Things trigger you, you know, it happens.
But and then this more and more female freaking birth control. Yeah.
Right. All right, what else?
No male birth control and finally electric cars. We're really moving along in the world. My life is a shit show. She's nuts.
She's nuts. She really is a special type of crazy. Like 100%.
In that skull outfit.
The outfit was like, I don't understand what she was wearing. She just, and like her clothes are like falling off, you know? Like she gives you that kind of like.
Frail.
Yeah, that like cracky energy.
She's frantic, frail. Yeah.
Yes, 100%. All right. Let's talk the other unstable couple of the week, Mike and Natalie.
Somebody put the worst couple ever. I think they're entertaining at least.
I just love that she's like on something that was years. This was a couple years ago. Is that accurate to say?
A year and a half. Obsessed. Yeah.
She can't get past it.
I need help too, Natalie.
I love when she's like, you have to help me get over it. He's like, I don't want to help you do shit.
Okay, so was his shirt off and he was asleep at Sarah's house?
It sounds like she made it sound like he smoked bowls and passed out like shirtless and she takes offense.
was the shirt? I need to know if he was naked or not. If his shirt's off, she might have a case here.
I don't even.
But it doesn't even matter. Move on. It does not matter at all. Mike, see, that's crazy talking crazy right there.
Yeah, I don't even think he was naked. I think he probably slept on the couch, so he took his shirt
Natalie
off.
Natalie naked.
Yes, exactly. And he took his shirt off and then
his friend's
slept
house.
On the couch. He's at his friend's house.
With his shirt off.
The rest
is
history. You don't.
Do your guy friends take their clothes off when they're sleeping at your house?
Yeah, like on the couch, yeah. They'll probably take their shirt off. Yeah. Okay. I don't find being shirtless like a violation.
I don't find it to be a violation, but if I don't know. I'd like my friend to keep their shirt on when I wake up in the morning. I don't know if I want to see their salami nips.
Oh, okay.
Unless they came up and gave me a sandwich, if you know what it doesn't bother me either way. But if Tyler was friends with some girl and his shirt's off, I don't care where the fuck Sarah is. I'm going to bring it up for a year and a half, maybe two.
Okay.
Keep your shirt on next time. No, I'm just kidding. She's absolutely crazy.
Oh, I mean, it's just like when she's like, they're fighting the first time. She's like, you cheated and you lied. I do not cheat. I do not lie. I am gorgeous. You're ugly. Like everything she was saying. Was
oh,
just like,
it's
you
so
are...
sick, isn't it?
And then it's like, you know, when people get angry, sometimes the truth comes out. That's what she really thinks, that she's the catch of the world and he's a piece of shit.
God, people have been telling her that this isn't going to be good, everybody. And we might lose people for this, but that time has sailed, Natalie. You hit the wall. You're headed down now.
Right.
Of beauty.
It's true.
God. And maybe if her personality was better, but she's something's wrong with her.
It's she just.
I love how he tells her his beauty. Your beauty is ugly. I loved Mike
when he said like, yeah, you know, that's a good point, because sometimes people who are beautiful can be terrible people, right? Like beauty does not mean you're a good, nice person or you're engaging or anything at all.
Like Madison from Southern Charm.
I also like am not on Team Mike at all. I think Mike's terrible as well. But, you know,
I don't, you know, Mike is whatever. He's
no,
just
the thing is, why do you bring her here? That's my thing. Right, like you have so many issues. There's no way you're giving her a ring back. We got 20 days. The fact that somehow they ended up married is fucking disgusting.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
For that.
Me too.
100%. At least I can't. At least they're not having kids.
I guess. Still. How about that?
Psychopaths like this can get married, but
right. It's crazy.
She's nuts. And the way that she puts her drink down and stares him down, something's wrong with her. And she could kill him. I wouldn't be surprised if she would just admit it.
Yeah, you're right.
And she'd like have the blood on her hands and she'd be like, I did it.
You cheated.
Poor Mike.
I had to mention her therapist background. If anyone noticed that, it was like a chaotic, trippy eye visual scene.
I love that.
I'm not. That's ridiculous.
No colored hair.
No,
sorry.
No colored hair. No crazy background. I want serene. I want calm energy. I want someone who looks intelligent, wise, noble, all of those things.
Yeah, I need to meet someone in person before. Yeah, I think it's nice for people who know each other, and it's nice. You know, it's probably nice for anybody. I don't know.
But I would rather do a Zoom than have to like randomly meet a stranger.
Yeah. But it's just sometimes you meet somebody and.
Yeah,
maybe their room is like, yeah, their background looks normal, but then they got dolls and Pez dispensers all
right,
over
right,
and they're
right,
like
right.
telling you to divorce your husband and right. you ruin your whole life for this psychopath who's stalking your family.
You need
somehow
a home tour before
they
you
left a
to
flyer to their therapist in your right. mailbox. And this is a whole thing just to steal your husband.
I feel you.
There's a book. There's a movie.
There's how Justine's brain works yet again, guys. A picture. All right. Rebecca and Ziad.
Rebecca and Ziad.
Okay, Rebecca. When she said, if a woman in America offers to help you with anything, you say no. It's like, what?
I think that was one of the funniest things I've seen in a really long time. She was dead serious.
No, she was not fucking around. And the second point she made that was also psychotic when she wasn't fucking around at the end, when she was like, we're not divorcing ever. It's like, okay, tell that to your ex-husband.
She just makes her life so depressed. She's got this nice boyfriend. and she's worried about how he's going to feel in 20 years. We could all be dead in 20 years. Just live life, Rebecca. Relax. So a lot of guys can just.
If he's not upset about it, you shouldn't be upset. No. He's sitting here. Are you happy to be called grandpa? Yes.
I know.
Like a 5-year-old. He's the pure joy.
Very genuine. Yeah.
You say, great. I'm so happy. Instead, you got to go into this like death spiral of doom about like, what if you want a kid in 5 years? It's like, what?
He's going to go screw Sally Sue now, you know? Maybe you put that.
Put that.
And men, I think, can live a happy life and not have kids.
I think 100%
more, way more than a woman who maybe wanted a kid. You know,
right. Yeah.
But a man, they don't fucking care. They get a dog.
I think she's just her outlook on life is very dark.
Seems like a poor dog at the shelter that you got to bring home, and it takes 5 years to warm up. She's such a beaten person.
Yeah, it's sad.
And she
sad.
Keeps around the beater. The freaking daughter's boyfriend is so aggressive. I don't like him.
I know you have strong feelings.
He's got aggressive nature towards Rebecca. He's got aggressive.
Bugs me. She likes that kind of. She wants to be bossed around, I think, you know, and like.
Yeah.
I actually thought her son was very nice. I thought that interaction seemed more normal.
With her own son.
Yes, this one where they went and played with the kids and stuff.
Right. Yes, it did. It seemed very healthy. Those people are nice. Maybe want the best for their mother, not destroy her life.
Yeah.
Every Sunday night when you call your mom and she's sitting there all alone, sad because Yed is not there with her. You'd rather her go back to that than have at least having someone to sit there and watch TV with. I mean, what's wrong with you?
I don't know. I think Zied is a very happy, joyous. He seems like he's trying to make the best out of this situation. Again, this man is living in an apartment with nothing, doing nothing, and he's happy as shit. So leave it. Let him be fucking happy. Why are you trying to take him down the spiral? You know,
I'd like to rewatch. I feel like they tried to paint him as this aggressive, like male possessive psycho when they were in.
Yes.
You know?
Yep.
And maybe he just was trying to. He seems like a very nice, mellow person. I don't know. It's crazy.
He really does. Yeah.
And he's followed through. He's here with her.
If a woman asks you in America for anything, you say no.
Some 90-year-old woman asks, can you help me with my groceries?
Fuck no. I was told no.
She's ridiculous.
Ridiculous. All right. Ridiculous. Last
that was hilarious.
Oh, my God. It was so funny.
She's sick.
Tariq and Hazel, not really much except that, right? All they did was that FaceTime scene with his friend.
I love the friend.
Are you crazy? She was not.
Don't let him pressure you into anything you're not ready for. I love that.
I thought she had some sage wisdom, though, when she said, shouldn't you spend time together alone before you add a third party? It's like, yes, that's exactly right.
The fact that you want someone that fast. Interrupting your relationship.
Right.
Yeah, it's not a good sign. I want to see the pool in her house. Was that a joke or, I mean, God, it's not fair. I like him though.
There's still some about Tariq. Like, I keep remembering what you said, where it's like everything about him, like he's a good father, seems fine. But even his face on that face, I'm like, oh, we did it now. We did it. We shouldn't have. It was that wine. It's like, God, yeah. Stop.
And his friend seems so nice and normal.
I know.
Maybe Tariq is just one of those people that is really pure. I was going to say, like, one of those people you work with and you're waiting for them to snap, but they're just always happy. I don't know.
Maybe.
Then you got his brother. And we forget about that dynamic.
Right? Good old Dean. Yeah, I don't know. A little sketch. I think they don't actually have much with Tariq and Hazel, especially because COVID hit and like they're not getting their third party, like the random chick or whatever, you know?
Yeah, and they're just happy.
Yep. That's it. Yeah. All right.
I'm sexed out after all this reality TV, so I'm good with not seeing. I don't want to see poor little Hazel get her heart broken.
Oh, God, no, me neither. All right, guys. That's it for 90 Day. We'll be back next week. Don't forget, hop in live. Come join us. Low's a buck. You come to our lives.
Oh, man.
Month.
It's going to be wild. Interesting. Come with questions, everybody.
Yeah,
please.
And know what the fuck's happening with Paul, because we don't. Thanks. All right. We love you guys. We'll be back.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.